I found him. I hooked him up. Here's Hooch. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
What, did you sleep through your alarm or something, did you?
I did not hear the phone the first time. I'm actually going to review the tapes to see if there was a phone call made. I'm not convinced.
I'm pretty sure I called you because I actually got your voice message, so check that first.
Well, there you go. I must have been sound asleep.
You must have been, yeah, far away in Never Never Land. Now, listen, last week you had a bit of a go at the officials, well, not the officials, but the organisers of Target for cancelling the competition part of the race, and that got like hundreds of hits on our social pages here at the station. So you've put the cat amongst the pigeons again, mate.
Oh, no, not again. Well, yeah. I wasn't sort of having a go at the organisers of the event, mainly whoever was the single entity or the decision-making process that was outside the Target bubble. They've whipped the rug right out from underneath the organisers. And, it's a bit of a shame because, like I said last week, it was a God decision. The death is tragic and it's terrible, but I just think the person that made that decision to cancel Targa has not paid any respect to the effort, the journeys, and the everyone goes on about, oh, rich men doing this, but it's not all rich men going Targa. Battlers like my.
It's very uncle. Rarely rich men doing Targa. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a fair few up the pointy end of the field that are.
I mean, sure, you get some big celebrities who race the Targa now and then, like Eric Banner, for example. But most of the time, it's just pure motoring enthusiasts having a go.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and there's a lot of stories of where they've had to prepare the car all year. They've scrimped and saved for the entry. They've tried to do everything fairly thriftily, and a lot of people do it themselves to save some money, and they end up getting to the start line, and then to have the event shut down like that is pretty crazy.
All right, well, let's leave that and move on to some fishing. Now, look, the weather basically, in a word, is crap today.
Yep.
Because we've got a mix of low-pressure system and a cold front affecting, well, down south, getting hammered. They have been overnight and will be again this morning around Hobart and parts of the east coast, sort of south of Bishano. Up here, we're still going to get about 20 mils today. Southwest is up around 30 k's on the land. I'm just looking at the coastal forecast. It's not that great. So
no,
I would I'd put the line away for today and possibly tomorrow. Sunday might be okay.
Well, Sunday we're all going to be busy getting ready to watch the Jackjumpers because I think the first
game's tonight.
Basketball game's tonight.
Yeah.
And then I think the Tassie one is Sunday.
Correct.
And so I tried to get a ticket for that game and... Wow, what a waste of time that was. But
yeah.
I said on my social media that I'm not going to get crabby. I'm going to just celebrate the fact that, they got enough members to make it all work. I remember when the logo first came out and the whole concept, there was your typical bunch of wave of noisy haters that thought it was a terrible idea that we even had a basketball team. But now they're looking pretty silly because what a fabulous thing. Everyone sort of gravitated to it. And I think there's a lot of bandwagon jumpers like me, but it's good fun. So we're going to get on the bandwagon this weekend and watch a bit of basketball.
Yeah. And as for that logo, it's proved to be a winner. I mean, and the name itself, there was, it was fairly sort of controversial. There's never been another sporting team that I know of called Jack Jumpers ever in the history of the world. And so it was a bit unusual. But when you saw the logo, then it all made sense, the angry ant.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm. I think, when it first was announced, people carried on like it actually meant something or made a difference. But, I mean, it was the name of a basketball team. Jesus, I'm sure there's lots of things to get a little bit more wound up about over the name of a basketball team. But, no, I'm looking forward to it. My little Freya is into the basketball, so I thought I'd surprise her and buy her a ticket, but that didn't happen. And then I thought, well, why don't we fly to Sydney and watch that one? Well, I got some really good tickets, but then booking the airfare a couple of days out was like instead of $80 to flight to Sydney. It was 800. So
turn it
I
up.
Thought to myself, things got a bit large because a friend had a ticket in Sydney, four tickets. So then I thought, well, now I've got to take all the kids.
Yeah.
I started adding up the airfares. It was just a full disaster. And now I'm just going to watch it on Foxtel.
Anyway, so Jack Jumper's going well. You had a go at Targa. Weather's crap. Actually, I'll do the tide times for our friends at Deegan Marine while I'm at it. So today's high is at 3.50 this afternoon, about 3.3 metres. Saturday's high, 4.27 in the Arv, 3.3. Sunday's high, which is the pick of the bunch for fishing, I reckon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 3.2 metres, but it'll still be dark. It'll be just sort of sun going down at about 5 o'clock on Sunday, I reckon.
Look, I mean, we can't fish every weekend, and I think sometimes it's good to look at the weather and go, you know what, I probably have to do a few chores in and around the home and get a few brownie points up with her indoors and...
just go about your business,
Keep your powder dry until, you know, and plan a trip when the weather's a bit better, because the weather is a bit ordinary.
Yeah.
And my word, they are having some rain down there at Hobart, won't they? Some grizzles down there. All the townies, all their lawns will be wet. They won't know what to do, the poor petals.
Yeah, rivulets bursting the banks, I'm hearing this morning down there. That's not unusual. Every time they get, you know, upwards of 50 mils, that happens. But anyway, wild weather down south and to the east south of Bishano. So forget about fishing today and tomorrow, I'd reckon. Now, for people who want to have a dig out there next week, a whole lot better weather next week, barrel tuna, still on?
Oh, yes, definitely. The tuna, and they're getting bigger. So the tuna out the front here of the northwest coast, it doesn't matter if you're where you are and where you leave from, they're all along that 45-metre line. Keep an eye out for any sort of birds. The birds don't have to be feeding aggressively. At the minute, the bait out off the northwest coast is quite small, so even if you see some birds just picking at the surface repeatedly, just head over and have a bit of a look about, because what you'll find is the tuna have found the little tiny bait and they've pushed them up to the surface and everyone's having a little bit of a feed. They're not sort of super aggressive bird feeds. A lot of times, if you find a bait ball that's been pushed to the surface, the birds are feeding quite aggressively. It's not always the case. But they're going to be your telltale signs, and also, you know, like whales or dolphins. But the fact that we have got a bluefin fishery now off the northwest coast, absolutely fantastic. And I think people should be taking advantage of it. The more boats we get out there and try and work in a bit of a grid pattern, the more often we'll find them, and it'll be, you know, it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy to go tuna fishing, whereas before it was like, you're wasting your time. And now blokes like Glenn Saltmarsh and a few others that have gone out there and proven everyone wrong, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. All right, now, we've sort of run out of time because I've got to do a competition shortly. And not that there was much to talk about fishing this week with the weather and all that, but I'm sure we'll have more next week, including some broadbill action down south. All right, plug your socials there, mate.
No worries. That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing, and, of course, I'm doing Moz's Hot Bite, the big man.
Good on you. Have a good week.
No worries. Cheers. See you, listeners. See you, Darren.